Hi guys, welcome to the Really Good Podcast with your host, Bobby Altoff. The reason I'm recording this little intro is because the idiot who used to work for me, let's give a little background, he was my videographer, turned producer for 3 minutes, and then he quit. But he's filming one last video, and he's probably going to crop this out of it. We don't know. It might be in here, it might not.
Okay.
Anyway, he sucks. Truly sucks. But he's on to bigger. We're friends still, right, Morgan?
Yes,
I made him say that. But anyway, this week's episode is with Bobby Flay, and I'm just so excited for this episode, even though I look so ugly. This is just like, I look hideous during this episode, and I was really insecure about releasing it because I know the comments are going to be full of people saying, what the fuck happened to her face? Like, why the fuck does she look like that? What's wrong with her lips? This girl needs to stop going to fucking get filler. Okay, let's be clear. It's not permanent. I got it all dissolved. I no longer have lips anymore. Literally, there's nothing there now. Nothing there. Okay? And you're going to make fun of me for that, too, probably. Anyway, you guys, be nice in the comments. Or don't, because I like a lot of comments. So you can say whatever you want. I am not sensitive. I'm a little bit sensitive. So maybe be nice. But anyway, well, it's actually really good. What flavor is this one?
Cherry slush.
Have I tried this one before?
No.
It's pretty good. All right, watch this episode. That's a huge fish. I don't think I've ever seen. Oh my God, when you buy it at the store, is it just like
fillets?
Oh.
That's why I wanted to show you like a whole side of one. I took the skin off.
Did you skin the whole fish?
Yeah, took the skin off.
Like you had a fish in front.
Yeah, it's a whole fish.
All right, guys. Thank you for tuning into the Really Good Podcast. I'm back and uglier than ever because I fucked up my face, but we're going to ignore that right now. We're just going to proceed.
How'd you fuck up your face?
I LA'd too hard. I got Hollywoodified. I
just Botox?
Got, and filler and everything, and I just got it all dissolved yesterday. So now I'm bruised up. Hence the red lipstick, which is like hiding all the bruising from getting my lips dissolved.
Sounds great.
Have you done Botox?
No.
Do you want to?
I don't like needles, no.
It doesn't hurt.
It doesn't? Why'd you do it?
Because I was like, oh, I could look so pretty because I wanted to have like a perfect face. And then I realized that you need a lot of money to go to really good people to do that. And I'm not there yet.
Keep doing these podcasts.
And then I will have enough to go like filler? to get good filler.
Good filler.
I'm only interviewing people named Bobby right now, if you didn't realize.
Bobby Lee.
Yeah. I'm going to go find all the Bobbies in
okay.
the world. What's your middle name?
William.
Bobby William.
It's Robert William. Is your real name Robert?
Oh my God. You're a fake Bobby.
I'm a real Bobby.
You're a fake. You're a fraud.
You're the fake Bobby. You have
I'm
the
a
eye.
Real Bobby.
B-O-B-B-I is not
you're,
real.
You're not even Bobby. You're just a Robert. You're a fraud.
Are we going to cook?
Yeah. We're
right
gonna
now?
Cook against each other, I thought.
Oh, it's a challenge? You're challenging me?
Yeah, you do challenges, right?
Yeah. Time
Unless
to time.
You're scared.
No, I'm ready.
Okay.
It's going to be salmon.
All right, I'll cut it. Should we each do half of it?
Do you want me to cut it?
No.
I just need a piece.
I just need a piece.
Okay.
What piece? Do you want that piece or that piece?
I want the middle cut, center cut.
That's just not...
Okay.
How big are we talking?
No. I want like...
Okay.
That much.
I'm cutting it.
You don't like help, do you?
I love help. Okay.
All right, that's gonna be my piece.
Okay. And I feel like since you're saying the middle is the best, I'm gonna have to get by the middle.
Right.
Because that sounds...
You wanna step over here so you're like, yeah. Nice work.
Thank you.
Very uniform. That's what we like.
And now we just are gonna do it. Why are you a cook?
What's your story?
My story is I dropped out of high school when I was in 10th grade.
I'm sorry.
I needed a job, so I started cooking. That's it.
That's it? And you just never stopped cooking?
I never stopped cooking. And I opened my first restaurant when I was 25.
That's really young.
Yeah, it's a year younger than you.
Oh my God, my fire is going. Crazy.
Want to turn it down?
Oh my God. Really on fire.
That looks amazing.
Thank you. All right, now I'm gonna mix up my sauce.
Okay, want to roll?
And for my sauce today, I'm gonna be doing a little bit of
You're mustard. Ready for the Food Network.
I have watched a thing or two. And I'm gonna do a little bit of honey because it's sitting out here and I feel like.
Honey and mustard, it's a good idea.
On salmon though?
Yeah.
We're gonna do it because it's sitting here. Okay, you're gonna want about 1 to 2 scoops of this. Really hard to get, so you have to just like keep trying.
I feel like I've watched some of your other podcast interviews.
Yeah.
And I feel like at least with this one, you know, there's some takeaway. You're gonna be able to take something away.
Yeah, that you should have a honey thing.
A honey dipper?
Yeah, why don't you have one?
I don't need one.
How are you gonna do it?
All right, here's what I'm gonna do. So I'm gonna take some honey and mustard. And your favorite.
Oh, see, you're just messy with it.
Yeah.
You should definitely, wait, I don't want you to think that I'm copying you.
I thought you didn't like horseradish.
I don't know what it tastes like.
It's strong.
I like how it looks.
Do you like things that are like full flavored?
What does that mean?
Like, do you like big flavors in your food? Or do you like bland food?
Yeah, I like big flavors. Okay, so you're gonna take 3 scoops of this. And you're just gonna, 2 scoops seems like enough actually. And then you're gonna take some of these because.
Remember what they were?
They're not scallions.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, they are scallions. And then you're gonna take a dash of this. And then you're gonna take some of the salt. And some of this pepper. And a lemon.
I like it.
And you can use the same lemon that you used on your salmon so you don't waste it. Just get it all. And then you just mix it. You just mix it, but don't use the same spoon that you touched your raw salmon with because you can cross-contaminate it probably.
Okay.
And then you find a spoon, new and clean, and you just mix it. Now you can go.
Okay. So I have honey, mustard, horseradish. I'm going to put a little bit more horseradish.
Oh, I could have done 3 scoops.
And then some salt and pepper. You want me to teach you how to use this salt?
What do you mean?
Well, it's kosher salt, so it's like it's big granulars, and so basically what you want to do is you want to hold it in your fingers like this, and then when you're seasoning it, you crush it in your fingers.
Well, now I know. I think it would be easier if you had a salt and pepper shaker.
Okay, I'll get one for you.
Good idea.
All right.
I think my salmon's about done, so I'm gonna pull it out of the oven now.
It's not ready. You think it's ready? Okay.
Yours might not be ready.
Have at it. Make sure you take the right one. You okay?
I'm gonna give it 2 more minutes.
Okay.
But it's looking a little burnt, so maybe I'll give it 1 more minute.
You should write a cookbook.
I might. I made chicken noodle soup and you said I didn't have enough broth.
You didn't have enough broth for the chicken noodle soup?
You told me that. You forgot?
I told you that?
That's like the first message you sent to me was that doesn't have enough broth.
Oh, that's right. It needed more broth.
How could you tell from a picture?
It just needed like some more broth to it. Was I right?
I thought it tasted amazing.
Really?
I made it. And I stopped adding broth when I thought it was good.
Oh, that's right. That's how come we're doing this.
Yeah, because I'm really bad. Then I was gonna cook chicken noodle soup here, but then I got a little nervous because I think it's really good when I make it. Something tells me you would not think that.
What's in it?
Chicken. You buy it. Should I tell my recipe?
At Sprouts.
Yeah, actually, at Sprouts you go and you search on Instacart all white chicken, because you don't want to pick through a chicken and you want it to be cooked already because you don't want to risk putting
raw chicken
in your house.
Yeah.
That's kind of scary. And then you buy bone broth and you pour it in a bowl, and then you put some garlic and some onion. You mince it.
Bone broth?
No, the garlic and the onion.
But you use bone broth.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Chicken bone broth?
Yeah. And also regular broth. All right, and now I'm gonna be taking my salmon out of my oven. Actually, I think mine... You just touched your hot salmon?
Yeah, it's not raw. Be careful, it's hot.
You okay? Thank you, Bobby, I know, because I'm a chef.
See, I'm using this thing.
Let me check if mine's cooked first. Is this like, do I need to put a rod down before I set my thing here?
No.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Is it gonna leave a stain?
Stainless steel.
Does that mean it's literally stainless?
Stainless, stainless.
Is that what everything, it stains less?
Exactly.
Wait, really? What does that mean?
It doesn't stain.
Or it stains less?
No, it's stainless means zero.
So stainless.
I don't know. What do you dropped mean? Out of high school. I tell you that.
I can tell about
it. I'm going to leave it to you.
Wait, but really, I'm asking.
All right, don't forget, this pan is really hot.
I haven't.
I don't want
forgotten.
You to burn yourself.
I'm not new to this. I haven't gotten over the fact that, does stainless mean that it's not going to stain? Is that why you have stainless steel everywhere?
I have a consultant for this.
And
what does stainless mean?
It's never going to stain.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
I have a stainless consultant.
That's amazing. I just put my hot pan down on here and nothing is gonna come of it. Okay, now we have to test. I'm not done cooking mine yet, Bobby. So what you have to, this is,
you like
wanna
saying
know
my
how
name?
It, yeah, I guess. Okay, so listen. At home when I cook salmon, this is how I do it. And you might.
What do you call this?
Salmon. What do you mean? Okay, this is my I touched the raw salmon. Okay, I have to get a new spoon, I'm sorry. And I'll wash them after. And then I just have to kind of like cut it in the middle to make sure that it got, and it didn't. So it has to go back in. There's a little raw piece in there.
I think it's pretty good.
That's not pretty good. That's like, it could still spin.
I wouldn't cook that more.
Does yours look like that on the inside?
I mean, what do you mean? It looks.
That's raw.
That's not
disgusting.
Oh, it's a tiny bit rare, but it's fine.
That's raw. That's not rare.
Do you want it cooked more?
Yeah, I need to slice it so that it gets... Sometimes if you need to slice your salmon in four pieces, it'll get it cooked more evenly, and then you don't have to worry about having little pieces like that. I can't believe you eat raw salmon.
Would you like to go back in the oven, Bobby?
I'm going to put it back in for 4 minutes and 30 seconds. Okay, and while it's cooking the oven, I'm gonna take this. And
wanna cook another piece?
No.
Okay.
What's wrong with my piece?
I'm
gonna love eating it. And then I'm gonna take this extra virgin olive oil. Do your kids know how to cook?
I only have one kid.
Does it know how to
cook? She can cook, yeah.
She can?
Yeah.
That's great. You don't cook for her?
I do. I cook for her all the time.
Every day?
No.
Why?
Because she's an adult. She can cook for herself.
That's not nice.
No. She's, you know.
How old is she?
She's 27.
She's older than me.
She lives in LA.
She's older than me.
She's on ABC News.
Does she want to be friends?
Does she have any friends?
Does she want to be friends with me?
I think actually you'd really like her.
I thought you were going to say like something mean and let me down.
No.
Like I think actually she wouldn't want to be. So you think she wants to be friends with me?
She probably definitely want to be friends with you.
Does she just look like you with like long hair?
No, she's actually very pretty.
I want to see a picture of her.
Where's my phone?
You just gave it away, Bobby. Is she married?
No.
Does she have kids?
No, she's 27.
I'm 26, I have two kids.
You have two kids. How old are your kids?
1 and 3.
Okay.
They don't know how to cook yet. Because I haven't taught them yet. All right, now you can take the salmon out of the oven. It's very hot.
I had to put the eye patches on. Oh.
Okay.
What do you think?
This piece is not cooking.
It's not what?
This piece is not cooking.
I know, but you only put it in for like another minute.
That felt like a lot longer. I think I just need to get rid of this piece.
You're destroying it.
No, I'm just gonna get rid of this one piece, that's all. You can eat it though. Here. That feels like you're gonna feed it to a dog. I wanted you to have a bite of it.
You want me to eat it?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Here you go, I'll put it right there for you. Taste it. I haven't finished it yet though, so don't worry.
It's actually very good.
Wow. Thank you. I told you, I think that you're doing it wrong. You should slice it so that you... Well, you ate the bad piece too.
Yeah, this is her doing my show. She did her own video. Here.
I have an ex-cousin that works at ABC7. That's mean, she doesn't look like you at all. That's not fair, her last name is Flay. She's very pretty.
You should hang out with her.
I'll text her.
You should.
Yeah, give me her number. I'll say hi.
Absolutely.
Then what should I say next?
What should you say next?
After I say hi.
Say that, hey, let's go hang out.
Oh God, I forgot that. I don't think that's...
You don't think what?
I feel like yours could use a little something.
It's gonna have something.
It needs to be crispier.
Actually, you know what? I'm gonna leave it in here.
You just changed your mind? Why? That's...
Here. Some green onions.
Well, now I feel like I shouldn't have put that in here. See that lemon? Like, that's...
The lemon is everything.
Unnecessary.
What do you think?
Well, yeah, yours is prettier than mine.
You think so?
Obviously.
That's one of the dishes we serve here.
But does it taste better than mine?
You want to taste it?
Let me plate mine.
You want to plate yours?
Yes.
Would you like a plate?
Yes.
Are you angry that mine looks good?
Mine looks great.
Don't hurt yourself.
Okay, I didn't.
You made like salmon nuggets. It's kind of cool. That's beautiful. You can show off your blue nail polish. It's very nice.
It's not bad. I'm gonna not use my sauce because I feel like you didn't mix the little green things into yours, and it feels... I think I made a mistake doing that.
Okay.
Actually, I'm gonna get really fancy.
Okay.
Okay. Wow. Look at that.
That's everything.
Mine's prettier.
Gorgeous.
Okay. A little sticky now.
You want some green stuff?
Yeah, I do. I'm gonna actually caramelize a lemon real quick.
Oh, you wanna caramelize a lemon?
Just here. Like this is gonna be easy.
Okay.
I'm gonna just sit it there and I'm gonna caramelize a lemon. And then I'm going to put some of these. Mine might be prettier. And you know what I'm going to do, Bobby? I'm going to put some mustard in the holes so they look intentional.
Okay.
Do you feel like that's a good idea?
I think it's a very good idea.
Like, it's like stuffed.
That's pretty good.
Like, no one will know that I was just
people are gonna think it's like molecular gastronomy or something.
What does that mean?
You know, fancy science cooking.
You dropped out of high school and you talk about molecular
gastronomy.
What does that mean?
It's like using techniques to manipulate food.
Yeah, I use molecular gastronomy. Okay. And you're only going to need one of these on it.
Okay. Remember what that is?
Yes. No.
Chervil.
Put it like that.
That is gorgeous.
Thank you, Bobby.
Let's go eat.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to bring
wine. I'll eat yours and you eat mine.
Perfect.
I'll pour you a drink, Bobby. A lot of wine in here. How much do you want?
That's good.
Okay.
You trying to get me drunk? Whoa.
Let's go.
Let's do it. Let's go that way.
I thought you were choosing. That's embarrassing because you weren't. I'll follow you because this isn't my restaurant. Okay. I don't know where I'm going.
Okay.
I think you forgot our forks, Bobby. You did. This one is Bobby's. He made this. And he is going to eat it. Just kidding. It's mine. But Can you be so honest when you eat this?
Okay.
Be so honest, because I actually would make this and I would probably eat it myself. Oh my God.
Maybe. Don't hurt yourself.
Well, it's just like you put such a heavy plate on a heavy plate. Okay. Rate it, let's rate it 1 out of 10 and like 5 is edible.
Okay, it's definitely over 5.
Wow.
It's actually really good. I want to tell you something. It's actually perfectly cooked.
It needed that extra 30 seconds in the oven. And I think that without the middle piece,
I like the mustard part of it too, because it kind of glues it together.
That's exactly what I did. I glued it together with mustard.
I thought you were going to have too much black pepper on here, but it's really good.
I thought I was too, but then I burnt it off.
But I hope that like my influence by standing there cooking with you helped you like not overcook it, because you were talking about the one that you cooked for 30 minutes.
Yeah, it did not taste good.
This is good. All right, give it a try.
So you're opening a new restaurant?
This is it, Brasserie B. Guess what the B stands for?
Did you come up with a name?
I did.
Brasserie Bobby?
Yeah.
Why didn't you just put your name?
Well, it's Brasserie B by Bobby Flay.
Oh.
That's the name.
What's Brasserie?
What's a brasserie?
Yeah.
It's a French restaurant, very energetic, very like.
Like it means, it translates to French restaurant, very energetic.
No, it doesn't translate that. It literally means brewery. So you, like 200 years ago, there would be basically lots of beer.
Is this what I'm supposed to do?
Yeah.
You didn't use my lemon.
I can't use your lemon.
Why?
Because it's a wheel. See how you're squeezing the lemon juice out of there? You cut yours in down the middle. It didn't quite.
Mine was prettier.
Not
you
really.
Can eat my lemon. You're supposed to eat it whole.
No thanks.
I don't know how to use fancy forks and knives. I'm not gonna.
I don't know if you're gonna like the horseradish. You were kind of anti horseradish before.
Okay. It's pretty good.
Really?
I don't know what part was the horseradish, but it's good.
It's good?
No.
Describe it.
Okay.
Like make believe like you're like a judge at a cooking competition. How would you describe it?
Okay, 1 out of 10. I would rate it like I don't know. I can't think of any salmon that I've had that was better.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty good. Like, I'll probably finish this because I didn't eat breakfast today.
It's all yours.
Actually, this feels really wrong, eating this for breakfast.
Why?
Because it's like 9 a.m.
Yeah, but fish for breakfast works. Did you ever have smoked salmon?
I actually really like the honey.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm done, not just been describing. I've never had smoked salmon. I thought this was smoked salmon.
No.
What?
There's nothing smoked about it.
Smoke on it?
Yeah, and smoked salmon is cured. It's not cooked. I don't think that's your
doesn't
vibe.
Sound good. Okay, so what you're gonna do is you're gonna eat it. I just like saying that because in cooking shows they say that a lot.
But what is it, try to describe what you're tasting.
Honey.
How do you describe the texture?
Like honey?
No, no, of the fish.
Like salmon.
Want me to help you out?
Soft.
Silky?
Yeah. Silky.
Tender?
Sweet.
Any spiciness from the mustard?
No. Mm. Why are you picking around my salmon like that? Like, why don't you just take a big old bite of it?
I'm savoring it. Do you like Vegas?
No.
Why?
Too many people.
You don't like people?
No. Do you like people?
Yeah.
What do you like about them?
I like learning new things.
Do you want to ask me a question?
Sure. Who picks out your jewelry?
My grandma just gave me this necklace.
It's pretty.
Well, she died, actually, so she didn't do that. Mm. I don't know why I said that, to be honest.
Yeah, why did you say that?
I don't know. So, in my head, she gave it to me, but I guess she did it. She left it for me. My mom just gave it to me.
Mm. Kind of the same thing.
Sort of, except for I made it sound like my grandma was like just handing me necklaces this morning, and she's clearly not doing that, but... Yeah, I got all glammed up today to hide in my face, and I fear that the lipstick is coming off. Oh, you have a lot of mirrors here. That's good.
You like that?
Yeah, because I can picture myself sitting here and just being like,
just looking at yourself all night.
Time. Being like, I should fix that. I should fix that.
Do you have a favorite chef?
I don't know any. Are you friends with Gordon Ramsay?
Mm-hmm.
You're friends?
We're acquaintances.
You don't hate each other?
No.
Why? He's trying to like come for you.
That's okay.
He has a restaurant right by you.
How'd you know that?
Because I saw it when I was driving here.
Oh, you saw his restaurant? Yeah.
Do you go eat there?
Yeah.
Do you say, hey, Gordon?
What's up, Gordon?
I'm coming. Wait, is he the other? No. You know who I was thinking of? I don't even now know if this guy does food. He's not Guy Ferrari, is he?
It's Guy Fieri.
Yeah, that...
No, he's Guy has a restaurant across the street.
They're all three different people and they all...
What?
Hmm?
Gordon and Guy are not the same person.
I didn't know that. In my head, that's just when I think of Gordon Ramsay, I'm picturing a guy with like spiky blonde hair.
And no, that's Guy.
Okay, well...
Do you watch Food Network?
No, never? I assume you do.
Not really.
Well, you're on it, right?
Yeah. I have a couple of shows on there.
A couple of shows.
Will you come on my show?
And cook?
Yeah, it's my called Beep. You can be a co-host.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
It's called Beat Bobby Flay.
But I already beat you.
It's up in the air. It's very close.
I mean, the way you're picking around at my food. I'm doing the same to yours though. I have a question. Do you cook all the salmon for everyone here?
No.
Do people know that?
Probably.
You think people come in here and they know like you're not back there cooking?
We have a staff of, you know, 30 something people in the kitchen.
And you don't, what do you do back there?
I cook some things. I help people cook some things. I make sure things are being cooked correctly. It's like being a conductor.
Do you clock in every day?
Do I clock in?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What time?
When I get here. Depends.
What time did you clock in this morning?
Today I clocked in around 8:15 and I waited for you for 45 minutes.
That was a mistake.
What do you mean?
That I was late.
I was
good.
Actually,
you actually didn't notice because I realized your math adds up to 9 o'clock. And
No. Your camera person told me that you were coming at 8:45 and I was like, I was really impressed that you were going to be 15 minutes early, but then it didn't happen.
You want to know what happened? I arrived to the back of the hotel.
It's hard to navigate.
So then I felt like we needed to go all the way around onto the streets, and that made me late. So you should tell people right now how to get here if you want them to eat your food. You don't want them to be late.
I have a restaurant next door too.
So if you mess up, you can land at any one of his restaurants. Just two here?
I have two. I will.
Two chances.
Wait, I have two.
Two.
Two high-end restaurants.
Two high-end.
Amalfi.
Amalfi.
So I have an Italian restaurant?
The girl doing my makeup just told me all about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why didn't you ask me about it?
She said she loved Amalfi. She said she loved something there, and I forgot what it was. But I was like, that's cool.
I have a burger place here, too.
And that's not high-end.
It's fast casual, as we call it.
Fast food.
Fast casual.
Fast food.
No, it's not fast food.
Do you just call it that because you're Bobby Flay and you don't want people to think you have a fast food restaurant?
If it was a fast food restaurant, I would call it a fast food restaurant. It's not.
What's the difference?
It's everything is cooked to order. Everything is fresh.
In-N-Out does that.
What's that?
In-N-Out does that.
How do you know?
I probably worked there.
You did?
I worked at Sonic.
What's your favorite burger?
And I would. It was fast casual.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Sonic?
Yeah.
No, that's fast food.
No, it wasn't.
It was What's fast. The difference?
It was casual, and I was fast on my skates.
Can you roller skate?
Mm-hmm. Can you I was ice fast skate? Casual when I roller skated.
Can you ice skate?
No.
Where do you work now?
This is my work. I eat still. No, I cook.
You're a cook now?
I am a chef at Brasserie.
Brasserie B.
Brasserie B. That's where I work now, so life comes full circle. I started in the kitchen and I'm ending in the kitchen.
This is it?
I'm probably gonna die on my way home.
The end of the line?
What if I actually died after this?
Let's not even discuss that. Let's not consider those things. Let's be positive, Bobby. Come on.
Well, Bobby, I appreciate you inviting me to
Brasserie B. Are you done with me now?
Yeah.
You're done?
Yeah. Okay. I'm almost done with my milkshake.
I love that you came here.
Thank you for having me. I can't wait to be on your show.
Will you come on?
Yeah, I'm going to get a lot more work done and then I'll look better.
No work.
I'm going to get so much work done.
Oh, please don't do that.
I'm going to inject every crevice of my face.
I think you're done with that.
And then I'm going to be like this.
What costs more?
You're going to be like, Bobby, smile. And I'm like, I am.
What costs more, the filler or the dissolving of the filler?
The filler. Dissolving is easy money.
Really?
It hurts. Do you want to do that?
No.
I have an idea. Uh-huh. Let's go.
No chance.
There's probably a med spa.
Yeah, I'm not down with that at all.
We can both do it.
I can't do needles in my face.
We can have big lips and
No, I'm good.
No wrinkles. I'm telling you, next time you see me, my face will be frozen.
Don't do that.
And I'm going to be I'm going to have fake hair. And I'm going
extensions?
No, it's just going to be glued. I want to go get a hair transplant. And then it's going to be glued. And then I'm going to get, you can get surgery, I heard, to get taller. Yeah, how tall are you?
5'11".
You should get the surgery.
I'm not tall enough.
5'11".
That's pretty good. It's average.
I wish I was like that guy that could pull out a rolling tape measure right now and test.
5'11 is average. It's not.
Are you really 5'10 and you just said you're 5'11"?
5'11". I wish I was 6 foot.
I wish someone could hand me a tape measure.
Tape measure. You stood next to me for a long time. So what do you
How
think?
Would I know? I'm 5'6". All right. Well, we're here with the 5'10" Bobby Flay.
5'11".
5'10" Bobby Flay at
Book
Brasserie.
It, 5'11".
Brasserie
B.
At Brasserie B. And we just had some salmon cooked by the two Bobbies.
The Bobbies.
Yeah.
That's our show.
The Bobbies.
Yeah.
We should get Bobby Lee to sit between us.
Who is your favorite Bobby to interview so far?
That's a tough one.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry. I can't answer that.
Okay.
Don't ask questions you don't want to know the answers to.
No, I'm ready for it.
I can't answer that. Okay. I don't want to hurt your feelings, Bobby.
That's okay.
I loved you both equally. I don't want to hurt his feelings either.
Bobby Lee?
Mm-hmm. Are you friends with him?
No.
That's so stupid.
That I'm not friends with him?
Yeah.
Why?
Because his name is Bobby.
Is he funny?
Yeah.
Are you funnier?
You're not funny though, so it's why does that need to be a quality you look for in a friend?
I just need to cook salmon. I don't need to be funny.
Cook him salmon and he'll make you laugh.
Will he?
Yeah.
Is he a good tennis player?
No, not at all.
Are you?
Yeah, it's debatable. Most of the debates would probably say I wasn't, but I think I am.
Hmm.
Yeah. All right, Bobby, you can go now.
Okay, thanks. I'm going to sit right here.
Why?
Because it's my restaurant.
This is just what you're gonna do. You're just gonna sit here in your restaurant.
I'm gonna lounge on my banquette right here.
On your what?
This is called the banquette.
You just had to throw that term out there.
Yep, that's my French for the day.
He's gonna lounge on his couch in Brasserie B. Hey, I'm not moving, so if you wanna...
No, I'm staying here too. I'm just gonna drink this wine. Look how much wine you poured for me.
Do you need a straw?
Nope. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
There's always a table here for you.
That's so nice.
Sorry.
Do I have to wait though when I come?
No.
Can I just like, hey. No,
this table will never be set only for you.
Wait, I have a question. If I walk in here,
yeah.
I'm being so serious right now.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm friends with Bobby. Will they just move whoever's sitting at this table?
No.
And like, let me, no? Okay.
No.
So I tried. It's really rude. I won't come back.
Okay.
Bye, Bobby. Oh, I'm stuck.
Just a technicality. Thanks for coming.